5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for May 31st. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Hawaii burning. Didn't talk about this yesterday, but I probably should have. In fact, we met some folks on the tours of Israel and Rome and Sardinia who were from Hawaii, including one young lady from the Big Island who's gone home to quite a mess. Hawaii's volcano Mount Kilauea continues, causing panic and devastation, intense volcanic activity. In fact, overnight, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, it was hit by a 4.5 magnitude earthquake close to the summit. Fissures continue to spew molten lava toward two new subdivisions. Developments have forced authorities to increase the evacuation area on Hawaii's Big Island. Police going door to door to beg people, if they haven't already left, to get out before lava cuts them off from escape routes. And now a new development, something called Pele's Hair. The recent eruptions in the East Rift Zone from Mount Kilauea leading to fine strands of volcanic glass that look like strands of blonde hair. You see a picture of it behind me, if you can kind of make that out. As lava bursts from the fissures, it produces molten glass, which then cools and hardens in the air. It's abrasive, can irritate eyes and skin, similar to volcanic ash, so authorities are asking people to stay away from it. It's pretty, but you don't want to be out there trying to breathe when this stuff is floating around through the air. Kilauea's volcano also producing high levels of sulfur dioxide gas near the fissures, and lava flows from several fissures have reached the ocean, which creates a toxic mix of lava and haze called lays. And if that's not enough, here in the U.S., on the other side of the country, western North Carolina hit by the remnant of subtropical storm Alberto. That's led to 5 deaths in North Carolina and more than 50 roads in western North Carolina now closed because of flooding, mudslides, and fallen trees. Topic number 4, the CIA undermining the summit. Just as it was reported that the summit between the United States and North Korea back on, Kim Jong-chol, the vice chairman of North Korea, on his way to New York to meet with officials, the CIA leaked an intelligence assessment concluding that North Korea does not intend to give up its nuclear weapons anytime soon. Well, it's not really a surprise. Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, who we interviewed about this a couple of weeks ago, said all of this may be more theater by Kim Jong-un, similar to the old Peanuts cartoon, where Lucy holds the football for Charlie Brown to kick and pulls it away every single time. Time will tell. But why the CIA put this out when it did is the interesting part of this story here. The leak appears to be timed specifically to undermine the summit and scotch any chance of a progress in relations between the U.S. and North Korea, which would not only be good for the United States, but good for the entire world. Possibly not coincidentally, the reporter for NBC who received this report has been called by other media professionals the CIA's mop-up man. According to The Intercept, which is an investigative online journalism site, quote, email exchanges between CIA public affairs officers and Ken Delanian, now an Associated Press intelligence reporter who previously covered the CIA for the Los Angeles Times, shows that Delanian enjoyed a close collaborative relationship with the agency, explicitly promising positive news coverage and sometimes sending the press office entire story drafts for review prior to publication. Here's a clue. That's not journalism. That's doing PR. Returning to the quote, in at least one instance, the CIA's reaction appears to have led to significant changes in the story that was eventually published in the Times. Well, of course, after this came out, the LA Times severed its ties with Mr. Delanian, who, again, now working for NBC. Now, coupled with the CIA's apparent involvement in the Russia collusion story, Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee for Congress concluded that the CIA, and I quote, misinterpreted some very key intelligence and drew the wrong conclusions. That's according to Representative Chris Stewart, Republican from Utah. It's fair to ask where the CIA's loyalty lies. The Republic or its own political preferences, at least the CIA under the Barack Obama administration. Topic number 3, artificial intelligence goes to war. The Asia Times reporting that China is devoting a lot of time, effort, and money to integrating artificial intelligence into autonomous weapons, robots, what are called LAWs, lethal autonomous weapons systems. Think Terminator, capable of thinking and acting at the speed of light, the speed of a computer processor. Earlier this month, China's President Xi Jinping met with military scientists to oversee AI development for the country. This appears to be a sign that Beijing is attaching more and more importance in developing autonomous weapons, hopefully to counter the strength of an allegedly more powerful military, that would be the United States. And meanwhile, here in the United States, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, looking at genetic science as a way to counter threats in the 21st century, asymmetric threats, biological, radiological types of threats. The agency sent out a press release last week in which it admits that it's begun a new program called PREPARE, the goal to change human genetics to deal with specific threats. According to the release, the preemptive expression of protective alleles, I'll have to ask Sharon how to pronounce that. She's the geneticist. And response elements, PREPARE, the acronym. The program aimed at exploring ways for the human body to protect itself against biological, chemical, and radiological threats by, and I quote now, temporarily and reversibly turning gene expressions to bolster the, temporarily and reversibly tuning gene expressions to bolster the body's defenses. In other words, tinkering with human DNA to specifically protect soldiers, presumably, against nuclear, biological, or chemical warfare threats, temporarily and reversibly. What could possibly go wrong? Topic number two, more riots in Gaza. Actually, they're scheduled for next week. They're on the calendar, apparently. The Supreme National Council of the March of the Return, preparing to mark the anniversary of the Arab defeat in the 1967 war, the Six-Day War, with peaceful protests. Peaceful protests on Tuesday, that's June 5th. These will be in so-called return camps that have been set up along the border between the Gaza Strip and Israel. The Palestinian Authority Parliament will hold a meeting in one of these return camps in parallel with mass demonstrations. These are a continuation of the so-called March of the Return. These demonstrations have been going on for nearly a month now. Basically, a long string of attacks intended to break down the border between Gaza and Israel. Palestinians have hurled rocks, firebombs, flaming tires at Israeli soldiers along the border. They've been using flaming kites to set crops on fire at kibbutzim on the Israeli side of the border. This all began on March 30th with the so-called March of the Return. And I will say again, the world owes it to the Palestinians to tell them there will be no return. Riots being encouraged by Hamas, as well as the Palestinian Authority's chairman, Mahmoud Abbas. And topic number one, the Supreme Court rules against Planned Parenthood. Supreme Court rejecting a Planned Parenthood challenge to an Arkansas pro-life law that could result in the closure of two pro-life clinics. Arkansas and Planned Parenthood, which is, well, let's face it, they're a for-profit abortion provider. They've been involved in a court battle over this law since December of 2015. The law requires abortion facilities to follow Food and Drug Administration guidelines when administering abortion drugs, the so-called Plan B drug. It also requires abortion doctors who dispense the drugs maintain contact with another doctor who has hospital admitting privileges in case of patient emergencies. I mean, I'm sorry, regardless of where you stand on this issue, that just sounds like common sense. And yet Planned Parenthood argued that it placed an undue burden on those seeking to terminate an unborn child. Well, the court refused to hear the case without explanation. Planned Parenthood of Arkansas and Eastern Oklahoma had challenged the law. Now, Arkansas currently has three abortion clinics. One in Little Rock provides medication and surgical abortions. The other two in Little Rock and in Fayetteville only offer medical abortions, and they may be forced to close. In its appeal to the Supreme Court, the local Planned Parenthood affiliate said it contacted every qualified doctor it could identify, and not one of them, according to the group, was willing to enter into the contract required by law. We've got a few items on the calendar to tell you about. Coming up in August, we're going to be in New York, the Lifting the Veil Conference from Hear the Watchmen. along with Eli Marzulli, who will be back from Israel by then. He kind of following our footsteps, although they did go to Qumran, and that was not on our tour, sadly. So we'll look forward to talking with L.A. about that. L.A. Marzulli, Russ Dizdar, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot, who we had the pleasure of seeing while we were in Jerusalem, Henry Groover, Dr. Michael Lake, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and more. Of course, Sharon and I will be there, and we look forward to seeing you there as well, August 9th through 11th. And then as a special bonus, if you like, on the 12th, you can join us for a tour of Montauk, which is the secretive former Air Force base that inspired the hit Netflix series Stranger Things. For information, log on to hearthewatchmen.com. The True Legends Conference coming to Branson in September, the 14th through the 16th, almost sold out. So don't wait if you want to see this. The topic, transhumanism and the hybrid age. Sharon K. Gilbert, one of the featured speakers, along with Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Timothy Alberino, Dr. Hugo de Garris, and now Richard Dolan, talking about the links between transhumanism and the UFO phenomenon. Again, September 14th through the 16th, the Mansion Theater in Branson. For information and registration, log on to Gen6, that's GENSIX.com. The East Coast Prophecy Conference from our friends at Southwest Radio Ministries, October 18th through the 20th in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Sharon and I will be there along with Tom Horn, Joe Artis Horn, Stephen Strang, author of God and Donald Trump, along with Dr. Bob Glaze and Pastor Larry Spargimino. For information and registration for that conference, coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, October 18th through the 20th, log on to swrc.com. Our mobile app delivers these reports and our weekly program direct to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Windows Phone, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got a free app for all of those, and you'll find links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar, where you'll also find links with instructions on adding SkyWatch TV channel for Apple TV and to Roku. Again, skywatchtv.com. Check the top menu bar. You'll find all of my stuff at my website. That's derekpgilbert.com. And tomorrow, it's back to science. Sharon K. Gilbert joins us for Sci Friday, and I hope you will too. Until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.
For nearly 20 years, Dr. Thomas R. Horn has warned of a coming transhuman hybrid age. It has finally arrived. And now, Zygon, the celebrated peer-reviewed journal of religion and science, has published a thesis by a professor of religion and philosophy at the University of London, identifying Dr. Horn and his team from SkyWatch TV and Defender Publishing as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. But what is transhumanism, and why are academics and leading futurists worldwide suddenly so concerned with Horn's milieu? Hold on to your seat, as all will be disclosed this April. The Milieu. Welcome to the transhuman resistance.
The world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. But what is Horn and his team of researchers getting ready to expose about the rapidly approaching hybrid age that has top-level professors so alarmed? All is revealed in the new Milieu Hyper Collection. When you order the Milieu from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the brand new full-length documentary film, The Last Religion, featuring over a dozen theologians, including Chuck Missler, Gary Stearman, L.A. Marzulli, Joel Richardson, and more on the subject of artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and the unfolding of the last days. This cutting-edge work was 30 years in the making and is being called the prophecy film for millennials. Also included is the never-before-released audio series, The Hybrid Age, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn and legendary radio personality Steve Quayle. This amazing audio series is nearly 5 hours in length and discusses the game-changing genetic advances scientists are making now. Plus, you'll also receive the two-time Telly Award-winning documentary, Inhuman, featuring members of the U.S. President's Council on Bioethics, Top transhumanists and world-renowned theologians discussing how thousands of government and private research facilities around the world are already working to rewrite what it means to be human. But that's not all. With every Milieu Hyper collection, we're also giving away a surprise package with a retail value of $75 in extraordinary overstock products. Mystery items that may include books, audio series, music CDs, DVDs, documentary movies, emergency preparedness items, and more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $160. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So arm yourself for the days ahead with everything you need to know about the coming hybrid age. Get the Milieu Hyper Collection now at SkywatchTVStore.com or by calling 1-844-750-4985.